The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Sunday edition of the program, you are invited to join us. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, or Skype in. Skype username's lrn.fm. Again, toll-free, 855-450-3733. We're going to start out a little different tonight and go to an email. It's not because we don't receive them, but I really don't get them that often.
Because we generally don't read emails on the air.
Well, that could be true.
A lot of people find that they're at their best. They put their treatises together on
treatises.
That's the term. Yes, that's right. And they put them together in the written form, and then they email them to us in the hopes that we will then read them on 170 radio stations across the country. And, you know, that's not what Free Talk Live does. Free Talk Live is a talk show where you call in and you talk. You should have some notes, and sometimes, something scribbled out to start things off with is not a bad idea, but we just don't generally read emails, and generally it doesn't always work. But if it's critical enough, and if it has enough sort of talking points, we may hold on to it and get to it at some point when it's convenient to us.
Right. We don't want to read the back padding emails. That's not interesting for on air. And so this one comes from Andrew. He wrote it. It's been a few weeks now. So it's one of those things where it's kind of an evergreen. You can pull it up in any old time. And he says, I've got a few things to say about your show. I agree with you, although I agree with you on many things, I feel you go too far. And that's what turns me off to libertarianism. He puts that in quotes. For example, I can agree that a libertarian state like New Hampshire is a good idea, but the thought of seceding from the Union is really just asking for military action and violence, which I thought you were against. Now, this is appropriate because we actually talked about secession on the air last night as a possible solution, because last night's show, the Saturday show, Free Talk Live, was kind of focused around the question of what do you do about this establishment? It's not going anywhere. They're well entrenched. Not even Donald Trump, with all his money, seems to be able to mount an effective challenge to it, because they're just shutting them down left and right as often as they possibly can. So what do you do about the establishment? And my solution, of course, was to decentralize, to not try to take over the federal government, because you'll never succeed at that. So I did talk about secession quite a bit last night. Mark, you said, not secession. We need to nullify.
Obviously, your path to secession clearly includes nullification along the way, right?
I'll take as much nullification as I can get.
Right.
Sure.
So, I mean, you're not going to just go from la 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 la, things are sure going fine here, to wham wham blam.
No.
Secession.
I mean, I would if I could, but that's just not the way politics works.
There is no secession button. You don't get to push it. So either way, both of us are in support of nullification. I would say that we haven't gone long enough, far enough, to be talking about secession. I get where you're coming
from. I totally disagree. You've got to talk about it before it becomes a reality. If you don't put it into people's minds, it'll never happen.
Yep,
so
fine.
At what point would you think it was okay to start talking about it? I say right now, because right now there are polls that show that I think about one out of five Americans actually support the idea of their state seceding from the United
States. Their state or a state?
I don't remember exactly, but it was a high number of people who support the idea of secession.
Basically, what that's saying is 20% of Americans don't want to shoot you in the face because you disagree with their particular politics and you wish to go away. And I think that is a huge leap forward.
I'm pretty sure it was their own state. Yeah, here it is, Reuters 2014. One in four Americans want their state to secede from the United States.
Great. Even better.
That's average. It's more in the Southwest, where 34% versus New England, 19%.
Yep. Fine. I'll take it.
That's a good starting point.
Yeah,
what do you say?
I would say it's the rubber hits the road, because a lot of people don't understand, or they haven't thought about what secession is going to look like in their lives. Many of these people...
Well, this guy thinks it's going to be violence. That's why he doesn't
right.
support.
Well, this guy thinks it's going to be violence, and it could be violence if it's done improperly. We certainly have the 1860s to look at here in the United States, where it was done poorly. Here's a little clue for anybody who might be considering secession: don't fire on any federal forts. If the feds want to support their fort, just go ahead and let them support their fort. Pretend like it doesn't exist. The South was spoiling for a fight. The South got a fight. And they lost. And, you know, whatever the
South will rise again.
The consequences were what the consequences were. This is the problem with picking up arms when it comes to your political philosophy, is if you lose, then, well, that's it. There's nothing left to complain about.
Yeah, I don't support violence. And he says here, the thought of seceding from the Union is really just asking for military action and violence, which I thought you were against. I am against.
Well, this is a non sequitur. He has put up a straw man that if
non sequitur means does not follow.
It doesn't follow, right? So he's put up a straw man. If you ask for secession, you're asking for violence. Well, wait. Where did you get that from, mister? There's secession movements all across the planet that don't end up in violence. Let's take a look at the world 100 years ago. Yeah. There were half as many countries as there are today. There were less than 100 then. There are more than about 200 now. Well, how did they ever do it?
What, didn't it go from more to less to more, though?
More,
I think if you like go back more than 100 years, or actually more than that.
Sure. Basically, you had empires at the time, and you know, people broke off. But you can't claim that the United States is the third largest country in the world. I mean, if you're not going to call
what's
the largest,
it after Russia and China,
I believe it's Russia and Canada.
Really,
geographically, Canada covers a lot of land that nobody lives in.
Okay. Good point.
China may be on the list, and I'm not entirely certain, where it comes in. But yeah, that's what I learned in school. So if there's
it
a problem,
must be
with
true.
It, blame government school. Nonetheless, but you know, Hawaii, Alaska, these things don't belong as states. But there's a lot of people there at this point that would not want to leave the United States. So you've got a lot of difficulty. I don't want to talk about secession because I think it is impractical. This guy says he doesn't want to talk about secession because it is violence, and that is. Just
well, he says it's asking for military action and
violence.
Well,
that's what people said about the Free State Project 10 years ago when we moved here.
That the feds were going to roll in tanks?
Roll in tanks. You never hear
assassinate
it anymore.
All the leaders of the Free State Project?
They said all of these things, and they were wrong. And not a single one of these people has ever written me and say, you know what, I sure thought they were going to roll in tanks.
I think they still believe it. I think there's still people out there who
they
think they're waiting.
They haven't said it in years.
That just because they're not saying it doesn't mean they don't think it. There are people out there who I think believe that the feds are just biding their time. See, the 20,000 aren't here yet, Mark. They're going to drop the nuclear weapon once the 20,000 move to New Hampshire. Then they can exterminate the entire liberty movement all at once.
Yeah,
we've heard that one before.
They have said things like that. Yeah. It would be really, really unlikely that they folks in Vermont got the Vermont Yankee nuclear power plant shut down, and then the federal government comes in and drops a nuclear weapon on the state of New Hampshire. It just, I mean, you know.
Oh, well, they wouldn't have the federal government do it. They'd have Al-Qaeda or something like that, or ISIS.
Yeah, Al-Qaeda attacks rural New Hampshire.
One of their affiliates. Would do it.
I'm tired of arguing this whole that there's going to be violence thing. Prove it.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. And he says, well, I thought you were against violence. And I am against violence as a political tool. But I'm not against it as a defensive tool.
Right. Well, this is also his point is stupid. It's like saying a woman shouldn't leave or a spouse shouldn't leave a relationship where they get beat up on a relatively regular basis.
Because he might come after her.
Because they might come after. Well, yeah. the other spouse may come after them and shoot them. You shouldn't propagate violence by leaving. Stupid.
Well, it's not nice to call names, Mark.
No, the point is stupid. And that's not calling names. It's talking about a point.
Okay.
Smart people can make stupid points, Ian.
Fair enough.
Like you, just now.
There are other things. I prefer the term ignorant. There are other things I find contradicting, says Andrew, and that confused me. Point number one. You are anti-slavery, yet you support slave wages. Without the minimum wage, people can and would be paid just enough to feed themselves and survive, which is exactly what a slave gets for their labor.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad that he brings this up. This is a point that you can actually bring up to people. Lots of people like the minimum wage, but what they don't realize is that you can look at minimum wage rises and you can see fewer people being employed in different areas. Do you really think that in rural Mississippi, the minimum wage should be the same as it is in New York City or Seattle or Anchorage? I mean, you think these places need the same minimum wage?
Before you answer that, call in. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's free. Talk Live. You can join us right here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Hey, enjoy the features you will find on the website. They are totally free, including our webcam. You can watch and listen and chat all at once. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com. Cams are now in HD quality, and they have been for a couple of weeks. It's a nice thing to have, and we finally have it thanks to the FBI raiding our studios and stealing all of our equipment, and the listeners
upgrade.
And the listeners stepping up without us asking anyone to do anything. Virgil Vaduva from Cell 411 created a fundraiser for us, and it was amazingly funded, over $5,000 within a 24-hour time frame. So I figured, well, now that we have a reason to have new equipment, we might as well make sure that we can upgrade the quality of the show. So you can watch the new HD webcam over, or cams, rather, over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. We'll get back to the email here, somewhat critical. Some questions from one of our listeners. We'll get back into that. First, let's go to the phones to the fun. Sarah is listening in Albuquerque to Kiva. Hello, Sarah.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention this new pedestrian crossing. And it's interesting because it's not at the intersection. It's between the intersection. And what it is
between the intersections.
Where is this new
intersection? We don't need to know exactly where. Somewhere in Albuquerque. But
mention it.
But so it's between intersections, meaning like what? Halfway between, but from one intersection to another one.
Right. That's correct. It's actually called a HAWK. HAWK. And we have one on Romerson and Alvarado. And so that what it does is it's between, and it flashes the yellow light like a school light to let people know when the pedestrian activates it. If there's somebody that wants to cross, it will start to flash like the yellow light.
Yeah, I've seen those.
It's a high intensity activated crosswalk beacon. That's where the HAWK comes from. The W comes from the middle of crosswalk. That doesn't actually. So it's not really an acronym, right? If you pull one of the letters for the acronym from the middle of the word, does that count as an acronym at that point?
I don't think it does.
Yeah. So anyway,
I do not know where they got that name, but we have one.
I just told you, high intensity activated crosswalk beacon. It could have been HACB. HACB.
I learned something from you.
So what do you think about this thing? It's apparently supposed to make it safer to cross the street. You think it's doing its job?
Well, you know what? For people that use it, they say that they love using it and they can't cross the street without it. But you know what? And I just thought, knowing our Albuquerque drivers, I was thinking that they would speed up, thinking that it was a yellow light, because 5 cars run a red light in a row here, you know, in Albuquerque.
So there's something over the street. It's like a yellow flashing light hanging over the streets, correct?
Right, that's correct. I've never really seen it, but it flashes to let the drivers know there's somebody that wants to cross.
Seems like a good idea. We have them here where I live, and they caught my attention a couple of times.
You mean like the ones that were at the college? Where
yeah.
The, okay. Yeah.
And when they, you know, the
pressure sensitive, basically.
Staggering college drunk falls into a crosswalk. I have a little light that reminds me not to run the little butts over.
Well, of course, it doesn't. They're only right next to the college, though. Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. I appreciate it. They're only right next to the college. Like, you have to be. So Keene, New Hampshire, where we are, college town. There's a little college here, maybe 4,000 or 6,000 students.
But you don't want to stop Darwinism. You just want to slow it down.
So it's right there on the one road that goes through the campus, kind of, or like right on the outskirts of the campus. But the college neighborhood is all over that area. So the drunk students are still all in the streets and everywhere. This doesn't really do anything at all except probably make the college feel good. I imagine there was some sort of, there's another one downtown Keene as well. I believe there's another one like right outside of the heart of downtown Keene.
I'll take your word
for it. But I think it makes people feel good about, we feel like we're keeping people safer. And maybe the numbers do show it. Maybe there are fewer accidents.
Seems like a good idea to me.
With these things around. Should they be on every street? Should be, you know, they be everywhere? It seems like a lot of money to spend. I mean, come on. Can't people learn how to look both ways before they cross the streets? I mean, this is
pedestrian indignation. If you look at just think about it for a second.
Meaning the pedestrians are indignant?
Yes. When you're a pedestrian, it's the darn cars that are always causing you your problems. When you're a bicyclist, and bicyclists, they never pay attention. When you're a bicyclist, you look at the pedestrians, you look at the cars. Pedestrians are slow, stupid, and in the way. And the cars are big, dangerous, and should pay more attention. When you're in a car, the slow bicycles and the slow pedestrians are all in your way.
Yeah.
Like, this is just people being people. And for whatever reason, if you're wrapped in the big piece of metal, you are sort of morally inferior to the person who's on the tennis shoes. I'm not sure where the bicyclists fit into the equation of morality, but that's just, it's all joshing manner. They're not really more moral. It's just another way of getting around. So cars shouldn't have to, pedestrians. Cars and bicyclists are not responsible for your safety. You are.
Right.
Bicyclists. Cars and pedestrians are not responsible for your safety. You are.
Yeah.
Cars. Pedestrians and bicyclists are not responsible for your safety.
And other cars.
You are.
And other cars. I mean, this is the basics here. I mean, we're talking about basic driving technique. You drive defensively, ideally. Obviously, people like New York drivers aren't so good at this. But to some extent, that's what you got to do in New York. You got to kind of drive a little more aggressively in order to even get into traffic. But generally, it's a good idea to drive as defensively as possible. And that's true for walking defensively and biking defensively. You know, good rule of thumb is everyone else is drunk. Look out. You know, you don't know what these people are going to do. You have no idea if they're paying attention to the road or if they're looking at their cell phone, arguing with someone in the back seat, you know, punching numbers on the stereo, whatever.
The worst thing for you as a driver is a bunch of other people around you that are doing the right thing. Because then you'll get
lure you into a false sense
right,
of security.
You'll get lackadaisical with your driving over time, and then, sure enough, that moron shows up and you run into him. And you're much better off. When I used to drive in Venice, Florida, and the joke is that everybody's grandparents live in Sarasota and their parents live in Venice.
Yeah.
And so Venice it's a very old population. I used to work down there at the Easy Listening station, the country station that was there. They were both in the same building.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have to do business. I'd drive around. You better watch out, because that person in that Buick, that brand new Buick up in front of you, is very likely to turn left from the right lane.
Oh yeah.
Or right from the left lane.
Without signaling either.
The guy that you can't see the person driving that Lincoln that's in front of you.
Yeah, they can barely see above the steering wheel.
They should put all the cars down there with big rubber bumpers all the way around, and they could just bounce off of each other. But no, I mean, it's you got to pay attention. The road is dangerous.
So, I mean, I get it. You know, the idea being, well, let's help these people. Let's put more flashing lights up. Let's, you know, make it so people pay more attention. And if it works, it's hard to argue with something that works. I don't know. I haven't, read the studies on the Hawk beacons here that Sarah was telling us about. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And you know, with private roads, then the private road owners would get to decide what security measures or awareness measures are most important to be putting on their roads. 855-450-FREE, as designated by what the market's demanding. You can join us here on Free Talk Live and take control of the airwaves.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can join us on the radio. We got a critical email that we're going to continue here in moments. Plus, coming up, the Liberty Maniacs Company, you know, they make t-shirts and other cool Liberty gear. Oh, you remember they were attacked by the NSA over intellectual property a while back. Now they're being attacked by the Bernie Sanders campaign. So we'll give you the latest on what's happening there. It's pretty much breaking news as of this weekend. And you can, of course, join us toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And there's a movement in healthcare today. It's a movement of people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. People like you who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization full of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Choose your doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement and change healthcare for good. Go to joinlhs.com or call them toll free, 800-722-8041. That's joinlhs.com for Liberty HealthShare, or call them toll free at 800-722-8041. As we go to Trey, calling from Louisiana. Trey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, Trey. Go ahead.
I was just wanting to promote your AMP program. Tell everybody AMP if you can, whatever you can, because it's a great program and it does help get the word out. It helped change a lot of my views.
I appreciate that. The AMP program, for our listeners who don't know, is a way to support Free Talk Live directly. So the classic model of radio is that advertisers buy time, and then that's how the shows get paid, and, you know, hopefully some people will go to the advertisers. But
I think the ad model, the advertiser-driven model, is really taking a hit.
Yeah, and we're going to talk more about that in the future here on Free Talk Live. But more than a decade ago, we created the AMP program. It was actually Johnson, one of our co-hosts, who suggested the idea, and it was a way to connect directly with our listeners, a way for the listeners to, you know, to skip that whole advertising model and to just connect directly with the people who listen to the show and who appreciate what we do, and allow them to directly support us with what was credit card and PayPal, and now we accept Bitcoin. So folks can go to amp.freetalklive.com. And, of course, we, you know, sweeten the deal by offering bonuses like the AMP Only podcast. And I've seen you posting on the AMP Only Facebook group, Trey. Is that would you say that's one of the big perks? For you?
Oh, yes, sir. Definitely. I love that group. That's one of my favorite groups besides the Star Trek ones I go to.
I will take that as a high compliment. So was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
No, sir. That was it.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. I appreciate that. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there. You can get signed up and get the perks there. amp.freetalklive.com. So not everybody's a fan of what we do here on Free Talk Live, and there's kind of the email from Andrew here is mixed. You know, he does listen to the show. He's been listening for about a year, so I don't want to make it sound like he's not, you know, I don't know if fan's the right word, but a listener, so a regular listener to the show. He's just got some issues, and he's got some concerns, some critiques, and we're going to continue through this list.
Well, you know,
it was minimum wage was the last one.
The minimum wage, yeah. So the idea is that
it's he calls it slave wages.
Yeah. So low wages,
slave wages.
No one likes low wages. I mean, that's clear, right? Like, who liked that? The last time I made a minimum wage, when I wasn't a server, and servers get paid sort of a different minimum wage and then make tips on top of
that's
that.
That's right.
Usually,
there's like $3 an hour.
Hopefully, I think it's less than that, yeah. Hopefully, okay, those tips equal out to well over minimum wage. But nonetheless, it's not like it's a particularly high-skilled job. You do have to have a certain sort of personality type. And
you're right, 213.
Yeah, a particular mind to handle, you know, keeping things in order. But nonetheless, not that difficult in the server economy, the servers in the economy. I wouldn't expect as a server to make, you know, a million bucks in a year. The however, you know, when you're talking about lower wages and this sort of thing, you have to first consider that a national minimum wage is a national minimum wage. It says that the people in New York City should not get paid less than, call it $15 an hour. The fight for 15 is on, right? Well, it also says that the people in Mississippi, rural Mississippi, you find the poorest place, West Virginia, wherever it is, they shouldn't get less than $15 an hour either. And that does not make any sense.
Why is that, Mark? Are you saying those people are worth less?
I'm saying that one particular area, well, okay, let's look at Berlin, New Hampshire. I can tell you for certain, you can get rent in Berlin, New Hampshire for $250 a month.
Buy a house for not too much more.
Not too much more. I talked to a woman at a convenience store when I was there, and it's been some years since I was there. But, mm-hmm, you know, I was renting at the time here in New Hampshire. I know what the rents are like. It's $1,100 for a house in Keene.
Yeah, yeah. Easy. Maybe more.
She was renting for $250. She had a whole unit to herself. It wasn't, I think it was one bedroom, one bath, or two bedroom, something like that.
Whatever.
One bath. It wasn't a palace by any stretch of the imagination, but $250.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that wages in Berlin, New Hampshire, should be the same as they are in Keene, New Hampshire. And this is only, you know, a distance.
Just one state, yeah.
Yeah, 125 miles or something
right,
like that. It's just ridiculous to have this one size fits all. Secondly, when you demand that, in most cases, you're talking about people who don't make much that are demanding this minimum wage, or people that feel bad for people that don't make much. If you feel bad for somebody who doesn't make much, you should encourage them to do something that makes them more.
Or hire them.
Right, but feel free. I would have to assume that a person who's making a particularly low wage is working there because they don't feel like they're worth more. They have looked around and found out they aren't worth more. Or they just particularly like where they work, and they don't want to go someplace else. Of those three
things,
they're
not slaves in any of those cases.
Of those three things, I cannot do anything for you. You are not born with the ability to produce money out of your pores, okay?
Hmm.
And if you could, it wouldn't be money. It would be something else. You can produce things out of your pore. It's sweat, and it's not worth much. So, you know, this idea that somehow you are owed something is ridiculous. You have to trade value for value to get further along. Does it stink that some people have money and some people were born with money? Well, yeah, it stinks. Let's consider rich people for a second. I think this is really important aspect. There are three types of rich people. There are the type of rich people that were born with money. Oftentimes, they lose it over the generation.
Because they didn't earn it, so they don't really understand why they had it, right, or how to keep it.
Paris Hilton might be somebody to point at. Maybe she might very well be a marketing genius. I'm not entirely sure. But just sort of the persona is not it's somebody who spent more money than they've made in life.
Okay.
And a person who spends more money than they've made, that's a person who's not going to be, whose progeny are not going to be as rich as they were. So that's a person born. And they're just kind of sad, but amusing, and, you know, you don't think much about them. They're not despicable. There's the kind of rich person who has provided the world with something that, and the world has provided them money. Let's think of Elon Musk is a really good example of this. He's out there attempting to make the world better through service and production, manufacturing. And I say this man deserves his money.
Yeah. The old saying is, if you want to make $1 billion, help 1 billion people.
Right. And the last one is the kind of person who's used the government apparatus, the licenses, you know, whatever, some kind of monopoly status to downtrod somebody else in order to make the money that they've got. And mm-hmm. those people exist. Some of them are politicians. Some of them use the politicians. Some of them buy the politicians. But they're all just working, you know, they're in the government apparatus to some extent or another. And those are the people that treat other people like crap. And so the problem here isn't the wages. The problem's the government. Again.
Toll-free number tonight. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We can talk more about the minimum wage because you've made some really good points, Mark. But also, there's just economic ignorance when it comes to embracing the idea of raising the minimum wage. And we'll continue with the email, somewhat critical. There's some other points he's going to make. 855-453 allows you to join us and weigh in should you wish. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to RichMoneyRich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com.
From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, Live Sunday Edition. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever you want to discuss. Just dial in and join us here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think we had close to 20 people at tonight's Social Sundays event here in Keene. So things are still going strong here in the Liberty Movement as people are coming in from across the world to join with other libertarians and voluntarists here in New Hampshire. Many are coming for the Free State Project, others coming for the Shire Society. But either way, you got a bunch of liberty-minded people converging into the same geographic area so we can become more effective. So liberty can become popular. It's happening. You can go to ShireSociety.com, sign the Shire Society Declaration there. You can sign it online. You can print it out, sign it privately in the comfort of your own home. Start planning your move to New Hampshire and get together with other people who actually care about freedom and who are willing to do something about it. ShireSociety.com. As we continue here with an email from Andrew, he says the minimum wage, he supports it because otherwise he feels that there would be slave wages. Now, of course, the idea that there would be slave wages is kind of ridiculous, right? Because people who are working in the United States are not slaves. If they're getting paid less than what they feel they should be paid, that's one thing. That's a discussion you can have, and you can always look for a new job or, you know, create your own business if you have the freedom to do that. Of course, in a lot of places, governments destroy your freedom to create your own business.
If you create your own business, you can actually work for less than minimum wage.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You can go ahead and start your own lawn maintenance business and choose to cut people's lawns for $5 a hit there.
That's right.
And you'll make less than minimum wage. You'll get lots of business, but you'll be, you know, you'll lose some weight in the process.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, for some reason, no one cares about the businessman who goes out and makes less than a minimum wage. Everybody cares about the guy who goes out and works for the lawn maintenance business where he makes less than minimum wage. That's always the problem, is that you're exploiting the worker. What are you talking about? I lost $20,000 last year.
Yeah, it's an agreement. You've got an agreement between you as an employee and whoever the employer is. And it's a voluntary agreement. You're not being forced. If you are being forced at the point of a gun to work for someone, then yes, that would be slavery. But for the most part, I don't know anyone who's ever had that
slavery,
happen.
Slavery.
Except for people that are working in the county prison.
In the form of, illegal immigrants that are here working sort of under the table, that's probably the closest you have to slavery.
Yeah.
Or somebody who's been, human trafficked.
But that's because, at least as far as the immigrants are concerned, they're in that situation because they can't come out publicly,
right.
And they're trapped by the government's rules.
Right. If you come here illegally and you want to earn some money, no matter what you earn is likely more than you're earning back in Guadalupe or wherever it is that they're coming from. So they work for these wages. The problem is that since they're illegal, they can't stop working for their employer because the employer will turn them over to the government.
Right.
So the employer can pay them less. If they could move readily between employers, they'd be able to parlay their labor and get what they were worth.
And get paid more, sure. And then you mentioned human trafficking. Usually that has to do with sex work. And, of course, prostitution is illegal almost everywhere in the United States. And so it's no surprise that you see people human trafficked because, well, anything that is prohibited, whether it's gambling, prostitution, drugs, guns, anything prohibited still exists in the marketplace as a part of the black market. And so when it comes to sex, then yes, you do see people being sold into sex slavery because, well, it's illegal to sell your sexual services on the open marketplace. Now, that's not to say there wouldn't still be some sex slavery if prostitution were legal, but it'd be way less than what it currently is. So, and the other point about minimum wage is just the basic economics of it. You raise the minimum wage and watch prices go up because there's only a few ways businesses can deal with a raised minimum wage. They can cut staff, meaning give their existing staff more responsibilities, which everyone hates that. Everyone hates it when they're working at a place, some retail establishment or whatever, manufacturing facility, somebody gets their job cut and they don't get replaced. And then all of a sudden you've got more stuff you got to do and you didn't get a raise. Well, that's what's going to happen to some places when the minimum wage increases. Others, they can cut costs in a different way by maybe cutting back on the quality of their product. But of course, if you've already cut the quality of the product back to the bone, then there's not much you can do there. So cutting jobs becomes the other option. And let's see, raise prices.
Yep,
so you can always raise prices or shrink the amount that you're selling.
Another thing that's important to understand is that minimum wage laws drive young people out of the workplace. Young people, unskilled people.
And black people and other
minorities and those kind of things out of the workplace. And the problem with this is that I went to work at 12 years old. I realize that that's young. Most people are starting at 14 or 15 or something like that. But that's a really good time. I learned more.
Was that illegal?
No, I don't think it was. I mean,
why? Because you're getting paid in comic books?
Yeah, I was getting paid in comic books, working at the comic book store,
okay,
filing comics. And I knew my alphabet. That's all I really needed to know to
do
this
job. I suspect if you were getting paid in cash, it would have been illegal.
At 15, I started getting paid in cash. And I don't know what the rules were. The job wasn't terribly difficult, but I learned more at the job than I learned at school.
Oh, yeah.
How to treat customers, how to be on time. All these things were incredibly important. And
you got paid to learn.
Yeah, you got paid to learn. It was, this is, to me, it was the greatest experience I ever had. And you're stealing that away from people when you say, we need minimum wage laws to protect workers. You are harming the next generation of workers. The minimum wage is, in fact, supposed to be that first step for young workers, and it's been ripped away from them with this bad economy. Now, you basically have a 30-year-old who's working for minimum wage. Yes, it's difficult when you have a head of household who's working for minimum wage. That's a terrible thing. But let's not forget that that job is a job that was supposed to go to a young person who no longer has a job or never got a job, and they're being driven out of the marketplace because of these minimum wage laws. You remove the minimum wage laws, and then people can work for whatever they're worth for in the marketplace. I know it's a terrible thing to say, you're only worth $2.50 an hour. That's got to be a terrible feeling for somebody. But it didn't feel terrible when I was getting paid $3.30 an hour working at the comic book store. It felt wonderful.
Empowering, even?
Yeah, it was great. Look, I get it must be very difficult for some people who feel like they can't get out of their dead-end job or whatever and they want a raise. But, that's just how the marketplace goes. They don't have a problem with low prices in any other area. They just have a problem in low prices in labor.
So let's go on here. His next point. These are some of his critiques of Free Talk Live, which he's been listening for more than a year. He says, you are anti-violence, yet pro-gun. A true person that hated violence would rather be killed than kill someone else, even in self-defense. And that is true for a pacifist. A true pacifist would absolutely not utilize any violence, even if violence was being utilized against them or a loved one. And I'm not a pacifist. I don't like violence. I want to avoid violence.
Pacifist is defined a bunch of different ways. You're just picking.
True.
You're falling into the trap of his definition of a pacifist.
Well, but there's sort of like a true pacifist, the person who truly.
Let's call that an absolute pacifist.
Okay, fine. Fair enough.
Absolute pacifist, which doesn't exist anywhere. I'm a Quaker. The Quaker tradition is pacifism, and Quakers have arguments about this. And I'm telling you, there's just no pacifism.
I don't know. I mean,
let me make the argument, shall I?
Peace Pilgrim was pretty pacifistic.
I get where she's. Yeah, Peace Pilgrim was a pretty pacifistic person.
I mean, she stood in the way of a girl who was possibly going to be raped or killed by a madman and managed to stop the attack, but she was willing to sacrifice her life in that case.
That willingness is laudable, and I'm not talking about that exactly. I'm saying a person who does anything to prevent violence against themselves is not being pacifistic. From a religious standpoint, at the very least, which is where the Quakers argue this from, I mean, why do you have pacifism? You have pacifism because doing something to somebody else to stop violence is stepping in the way of God's will. God is guiding that person or whatever.
Well, that's not what Peace Pilgrim said. Everybody's got their different reasons
sure.
for why they're a pacifist. For her, it was that she saw the attacker as herself. And so she did not want to hurt herself in that way, in that, you know, everyone's connected, that kind of concept.
That's fine. You know, whatever. I'm saying that if you do something to prevent somebody from harming you or your family.
So you're saying by standing in the way of the attacker and allowing him to attack you first and just simply taking the blows, that would be not pacifism?
Really speak, look, you're talking about one instance in Peace Pilgrim's life.
It's a good instance.
I got that it's an instance, but Peace Pilgrim lived 80 years, Ian.
Yeah,
and all I'm saying is that Peace Pilgrim did something in her life that was not pacifistic. Yes, that instance that you're talking about, fine.
I'm asking you whether
she
that was
pacifism. The pacifism lottery.
Well, by your definition, that was not pacifism because she inserted herself.
Inserting herself is fine. That's fine.
That is or is not pacifism?
That's pacifism to my mind.
Okay.
But if you see a madman coming at you with an axe and there's a door between you and them and you swing the door shut?
Not pacifism.
That's not pacifism. Yeah. I mean, you know, putting your arm up to block
not
him,
pacifism.
Not pacifism.
Yeah.
Pulling out a gun and shooting him in the face and stopping him? Not pacifism.
I agree. You will find very few absolute pacifists.
So the
out
point
there.
Here is the word violence. Violence comes from the root word violation. Violence indicates that you are doing harm to somebody. You're initiating force against
Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. And we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.